Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Bhagavad Gita. We're starting again at the beginning, so we're reading the first part of the introduction on page 1. So we'll be reading 2.5 pages. So this is the prayer that we usually say at the beginning of the class, but because it's the class, I'll do it slightly differently. So, introduction, page 1. So I'll say each line, and then you repeat. Om Agyanati Mirandasya.
Om Agyanati Mirandasya.
Gyananjala Salakaya.
Gyananjala Salakaya.
Chakshurun Miritam Yena.
Chakshurun Miritam Yena.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
Sri Taitanya Manobistam. Stabitam yena bhutale,
stabitam yena bhutale,
svayam rupa kadamayam,
svayam rupa kadamayam,
dadati svapadantikam. So I'll just read. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet? I'll comment on it bit by bit as we go through. So the first comment I wanted to make was the first word, Om. So Krishna's, now you don't have to read. So Krishna is saying, actually this is not different from Krishna. If you look at verse 7.8. So the numbers of the verses are here on the top of the page, in on the middle. If you look at verse 7.8, it's like it's halfway through the book. It's halfway through the book. She's not looking right. Halfway through the book. Open the book halfway. And then at the top, chapter 7, text 8, in the middle here. Now he hasn't got it. Can you help him? It's halfway through the book. The chapter's at the top of the page, in the middle. So it's a very famous verse. I'll just wait till he's got it. Chapter 7, text 8. So I'll read it and then you can repeat. Rasoham apsukanteya.
Rasoham apsukanteya.
Prabhasmi shasi suryayo.
Pranava sarva
vedeshu. Shabdike parisham nishu. So the translation is, O son of Kunti, Krishna speaking, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable Om in the Vedic mantras, I am the sound in ether and ability in man. So Krishna is saying that he is the syllable Om. So the other references, for those who, if you want to quickly look it up, it's 10:25. It's mentioned 3 times actually, but I'm just going to show it to 10:25. So it's mentioned 3 times in Bhagavad Gita, but we're just going to look at it twice. Who knows this verse? 10:25. So this is one of my favorite ones. I'll read it. You don't have to repeat. Maharishinam Brigoraham Giram Makshmekam Aksharam Yakyanam Japa Yakyosmi Stavaranam Himalaya. Krishna is saying, of the great sages, I am Bhrigu. Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, Japa. and of immovable things I am the Himalayas. So Krishna is saying that he is Om, he's non-different from Om. When Brahma created the universe, what's the first thing he made? Om. Om. Yes, actually. So even the Christians say in the beginning was the word. What? No, Brahma didn't say that. He heard it. He heard it. When he created, when he made the creation, the first thing he made was Om. He created, yes. No, Tapa he heard before the creation was made. So the next word was Agyana. It's made of two parts, A and Jnana. So Jnana is knowledge, and if you put an A in front of it, it's the opposite. So it's, in this case, it's translated as ignorance. So Gyan is like knowledge, and Agyan is opposite, ignorance. And then I wanted to mention, next point was, when will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya? So, what is the desire of Lord Chaitanya? So, I will read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's in the purport to Madhya Lila 1664. It's about the desire of Lord Chaitanya. Spreading Krishna consciousness is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Therefore, his sincere devotees must carry out his desire. And the verse that's quoted is Prithivitya che yata nagaradikram savatra prachahoibe mora nam. And it means? What's it mean? What's the translation?
It means, all earth, everywhere, we are towns, small grams everywhere, it will come this Harinam.
In every town and village, my holy name will be chanted. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every town, in every village and town in the world. So Prabhupada's writing this. The devotees of Lord Chaitanya must preach Krishna consciousness in every village and town in the world. This will satisfy the Lord. So that's the desire of Lord Chaitanya. So the next part is the next part of the prayer. We can say it together. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parichana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Vitamscha. So in the last line of this verse, there are some names mentioned, Sri Radha Krishna and Lalita and Vishakha. And they just happen to be on our altar. So Lalita is the one standing next to Krishna, and Vishakha is the one standing next to Radharani. The translation is, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Close your books. Don't look. Or at least don't look. You have to tell me the names of the six Goswamis. One. You have to tell one name. Sanatan, yes? Rupa? Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta? Who? Yes, we had that one. Raghunath Das? Gopal Bhatta. And one more? Yes, Jiva Goswami. You said Jiva? Okay, I didn't hear. Okay, now, so say them all. Mark, back to Mark. Say them all. Yes? Upa? Sanatan? Which one? Jiva? Yes? Gopalvata? Raghunandas, Raghunandas. Okay. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother, Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with, oh, close your books. You have to tell me the Panchatattva. Who are they? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nityananda? Advaita? Advaitacharya? Pitata and Srivas. So there's a song we sing. Jai Shri Krishna Tanya, Prabhu Nityananda. So in Bangladesh, they told me like this, how you explain it to the new people. If you see the Panchatattva, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, which one's Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadatta, Srivas. So then I said like this, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadatta, Srivas. And where's Gaura Bhakta? And then Gaura Bhakta. They said, Amra, we are the Gaura Bhaktas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaitacharya, Gadatta, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati, Radharani, and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Lalita and Vishakha. So the next verse we can say together. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kansa Ratha Kanta Namostute. Oh my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So the next verse is about Radharani. Tapta kanchana gorangi rate vrindavanishwari rishabhanu suta devi pranamami haripriye. I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Rishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna. So Radharani is called Gaurangi. Gora, Anga. Gora, golden, Anga, limbs. So she's called the Gaurangi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna combined. So he has the color of Radharani. So he is Gauranga, the color of Radharani. The mood of Radharani. So the next verse is for the Vaishnavas. Respect, paying respects to the Vaishnavas. Panchakalpatruvyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls. Oh, here's the prayer about the Panchatattva now. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadatta Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is also the prayer we say before we chant. Before we start chanting our rounds, we say first this prayer to get the mercy of the Panchatattva. And next mantra, you might know this one. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So who is Hare? And Krishna. And then I'll read some from the purport. Bhagavad Gita is also known as Gita Upanishad. It is the essence of Vedic knowledge and one of the most important Upanishads in Vedic literature. Of course, there are so many commentaries in English on the Bhagavad Gita, and one may question the necessity for another one. This present edition can be explained in the following way. Recently, an American lady asked me to recommend an English translation of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, in America, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita available in English, but as far as I have seen, not only in America, but also in India, none of them can be strictly said to be authoritative, because in almost every one of them, the commentator has expressed his own opinions without touching the spirit of Bhagavad Gita as it is. The spirit of Bhagavad Gita is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita itself. It is just like this, and now there's a nice analogy of medicine. If we want to take a particular medicine, we have to follow the directions written on the label. We cannot take the medicine according to our own whim or the direction of a friend. It must be taken according to the directions on the label or the directions given by a physician. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita should be taken or accepted as it is directed by the speaker himself. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Lord Sri Krishna. He is mentioned on every page in Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, there's one purport, it's 1155, that I counted the number of times that the word Krishna came in the purport, 72 times. It's quite a long purport, it's a few pages, 72 times. I think, wow, there's a lot of Krishnas on this page, and I counted them in one purport. 72 times. No, in it's the purport to 1155. So he's mentioned on almost every page of Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Of course, the word Bhagavan sometimes refers to any powerful person or any powerful demigod, but certainly here, Bhagavan designates Lord Sri Krishna as a great personality. But at the same time, we should know that Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This word Bhagavan, remember last week I was saying there was one sage called Parashara Muni, and he had a very famous son, Vyasadev. Yes, so Vyasadev was the son. So Vyasadev's father was Parashara Muni, and he described Bhagavan. It's in 10.1 for those of you who are quick. So I'm reading from chapter 10, verse 1, purport. You don't have to look, but the word Bhagavan is explained thus by Parashara Muni. One who is full in six opulences. Okay, tell me the six opulences. Yeah, one each. Fame. Wealth, knowledge, no, one each. Beauty, one each. Renunciation, fame. Okay, all six. Okay, so that's the definition given by Parashara Muni. So if someone claims he to be God, you can ask him if he's got these qualities. Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as is confirmed by all great acharyas, spiritual masters like Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, Nimbakaswami, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and many other authorities of Vedic knowledge in India. The Lord himself also establishes himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita, and he is accepted as such in the Brahma Samhita. Here's the Brahma Samhita. This was written by... written by... His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. It was spoken by Brahma. So here is a picture of Brahma. He's sitting on top of a lotus flower. Brahma was born from the lotus flower. Mahavishnu lies down on the causal ocean, and from his navel sprouts sprouts a lotus flower, and there on the top is a Brahma. He has four heads, Chaturmukha, and he received the Vedas from Krishna. From Krishna's flute, was it not? Into his heart. And he wrote Brahma Samhita. So this is what he says about Krishna. Text 1. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vikraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karnam. Translation. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. The person who's saying this is the person who created the universe. I mean, do you accept him as an authority? He's quite high. You can't get a higher authority. He's saying this. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal, blissful, spiritual body. He is the ocean. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, and he is the prime cause of all causes. That's from words from one of the mouths of Brahma. So back to the Bhagavad Gita. He is accepted as such in the Brahma Samhita and all the Puranas, especially the Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the Bhagavat Purana. Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. That's the verse in the Bhagavatam where it said that Krishna is the... But the Krishna, out of all the Godheads mentioned in the previous verses, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. Therefore, we should take Bhagavad Gita as it is directed by the personality of Godhead himself. In the fourth chapter of the Gita, chapter 4, 1 to 3, the Lord says, I'll just read it. Imam visvasvate yogam proktavana hamabhyam vivasvam manavai. Manave praha manurik shvakave pravit evam param praptam imam rajarshiyo vidu sakale neha mahata yoganasta prantapa. You have to learn that one for Bhakti Shastri. Sevayam mayateja yoga prakta pratana bhakto sime sakacheti rasham yetaduttamam. Let's turn to chapter 4. These are very nice. Chapter 4, text 1. It's really amazing that this verse is really amazing. So what? I'll chapter 4, text 1. You got it? The translation of the first one is: the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, said, "I instructed this imperishable science of yoga to the sun god, Vivasvan, and Vivasvan instructed it to Manu, the father of mankind, and Manu in turn instructed it to Ikshvaku." This means that on the sun planet there is a personality called the sun god, and his name is Vivasvan. And Krishna went there, and I was listening to one class, and Prabhupada was saying, on the sun they have cities, they have roads, they have houses. They're slightly different to the ones we have here. And Krishna goes there and he meets the sun god, they have a conversation. Isn't that amazing? So number 2 is the one that you have to learn for Bhakti Shastri. So let's read it line by line. So I'll read it and you repeat. Evam param praptam. Imam rajarshiyo vidu. Sakale neha mahata. Yogo nasta parantapa. This supreme science was thus received through the chain of the cyclic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in that way. But in course of time, the succession was broken, and therefore the science as it is appears to be lost. So this is the way we receive our knowledge, through the chain of the cyclic succession, from spiritual master to student, and then when he becomes the spiritual master to the student. So on the altar, on the left-hand side, there was a row of photographs. So one was Prabhupada, and next to him was his spiritual master, and the next one was his spiritual master, and the next one was his spiritual master, and so the knowledge went back. So on the first page, just before chapter 1, a whole list is given of all our disciplic succession. The page before chapter 1. The disciplic succession. I'll read from that page. Evam pram praprapta mimaram ritarshiyo vidu, Bhagavad Gita 4.2. This Bhagavad Gita as it is received through this disciplic succession. It starts with Krishna, then it goes, as I said, to Brahma, then Narada Muni Vyasadeva, and then eventually it comes to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who gave us the Brahma Samhita, and then to Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That's our disciplic succession. And then the third verse that was quoted in the introduction is the next one, number 3. Sevya maya teja yoga prakta paratana bhaktosi me sakacheti rasham yetaduttamam. Translation. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme, so Krishna is talking to Arjuna, is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. So I'm back in the introduction now. Here, the Lord informs Arjuna that this system of yoga, the Bhagavad Gita, was first spoken to the sun god, and the sun god explained it to Manu. So that's his son. And Manu explained it to Ikshvaku. So that's his son, and then he was on the earth. So then it spread on the earth planet. And in that way, by disciplic succession, one speaker after another, this yoga system has been coming down. But in the course of time, it has become lost. Consequently, the Lord has to speak it again, this time to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So the inside cover, this is the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And here is the chariot in the middle with Krishna and Arjuna. And that's where they speak the Bhagavad Gita. It's quite an unusual place to have a little conversation. They're just about to start this massive war. And he said, oh, hang on a minute. I just want to ask you something. So back to the page 4. He tells Arjuna that he is relating this supreme secret to him because Arjuna is his devotee and his friend. The purport of this is that Bhagavad Gita is a treatise which is especially meant for the devotee of the Lord. There are three classes of transcendentalists, namely the jnani, the yogi, and the bhakta. So the jnanis, they read the Vedic knowledge, and they're learning in that way. The yogis are doing Ashtanga yoga, meditation, using yoga postures, and they're meditating on the Lord in the heart. And the bhakta is doing devotional service, practical devotional service. Three kinds of transcendentalists. There are three classes of transcendentalists, namely the jnani, the yogi, and the bhakta, or the impersonalist, the meditator, and the devotee. Here, the Lord clearly tells Arjuna that he is making him the first receiver of a new parampara, the disciplic succession, because the old succession was broken. It was the Lord's wish, therefore, to establish another parampara, in the same line of thought that was coming down from the sun god to others. The Pandavas, were they in the sun dynasty or the lunar dynasty? Yeah, lunar dynasty. And who was the sun dynasty?
Ram.
Oh, Ram was in the sun dynasty? No. So I was mentioning last week, we're talking about the sun god. He had a very famous son who appears in the Mahabharata. So Kunti, when she got a special mantra that she could call demigods, And while she was still a teenager living at her father's house before she got married, she thought, let me try out the mantra. And she called the sun god. So the sun god appeared before her, dazzling. And he said, so, would you like me to give you a son? And she said, no, I'm not married. I was just trying out the mantra. And the sun god, he said, you can't just call me for nothing, you know, let me give you a son. But okay, I'll let him appear from your ear. So then he was called Karna. So Karna is the son of the sun. He didn't know it for a long time, but he's the son of the sun god. And Kunti. To reestablish another parampara in the same line of thought that was coming down from the sun god to others. And it was his wish that his teaching be distributed anew by Arjuna. Krishna wanted Arjuna to become the authority in understanding the Bhagavad Gita. So, we see that Bhagavad Gita is instructed to Arjuna, especially because Arjuna was a devotee of the Lord, a direct student of Krishna and his intimate friend. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is best understood by a person who has qualities similar to Arjuna's. That is to say, he must be a devotee in a direct relationship with the Lord. As soon as one becomes a devotee of the Lord, he also has a direct relationship with the Lord. That is a very elaborate subject matter, but briefly it can be stated that a devotee is in a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one of five ways. So who knows, one may be a devotee in a passive state. Which rasa is this? No, this one. One may be a devotee in a passive state. Shantarash. One may be, number two, one may be a devotee in an active state. Servant, das, dasya, dasyaras. Three, one may be a devotee as a friend. Sakyaras. Example? Arjuna. Number four, one may be a devotee as a parent. Vatsalyaras. Example? And? Nanda. Number five, one may be a devotee as a conjugal lover. Madhurirasa, example, the gopis. Arjuna was in a relationship with the Lord as friend. Of course, there is a gulf of difference between this friendship and the friendship found in the material world. This is a transcendental friendship, which cannot be had by everyone. Of course, everyone has a particular relationship with the Lord, and that relationship is evoked by the perfection of devotional service. But in the present status of our life, not only have we forgotten the Supreme Lord, but we have forgotten our eternal relationship with the Lord. Every living being out of the many, many billions and trillions of living beings has a particular relationship with the Lord eternally. That is called Swarup. By the process of devotional service, one can revive that swarup. And that stage is called swarup siddhi, perfection of one's constitutional position. So, Arjuna was a devotee, and he was in touch with the Supreme Lord in friendship. That's as far as we're going to read from today. So, Srila Prabhupada, he said many times what our present relationship with the Lord is. And he called it Das Anudas. Our present relationship is the servant of the servant of? No? Wasn't it the Lord of the Gopis? The servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of the Gopis? Gopi Bharata? Who knows the whole shloka? Das Anudas Anudas? The servant of the servant of the master of the gopis? Something like this? So we're serving the devotees. So I'll stop there. Thank you for your attention. Has anyone got a comment or any questions? Yes? No, that will be revealed. For the moment, we're the servant of the servant. So we're the servant of the servants of Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. So he's a pure devotee, so we can serve Srila Prabhupada. And Rupa Goswami asked us, what did Rupa Goswami want us to do? Rupa Goswami said, our mission is to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. What's the desire of Lord Chaitanya? So every town and village. There's this one really small village in Belgium somewhere, and they chant the holy name. It's called Petit Somme. So, okay. So at the back here, there's an index. At the very back, there's an index. It's just called general index. If you look at Om, it gives the three, it's in alphabetical order. It's chapter 9, text 17. No, there's three mentioned. So it's 7.8, 9.17, and 10.25. Not 9.17, I am the father of this universe, the mother, the support, and the grandsire. I am the object of knowledge, the purifier, and the syllable Om. I am also the Rig, the Sama, and the Yajurveda. What's your question? No question? What's your name? Oh. Yes? What's the fourth one? Oh, I don't know. So, finished? Time for bhajan? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.